Chapter 3. The World of Our Bodies. Unit 5. How the Red River Flows. The circulatory system of an average human adult carries about 5 liters of blood. Blood has 3 primary components: plasma, red blood cells, and white blood cells. 60% of human blood is plasma, a watery fluid that carries necessary chemicals and nutrients throughout the body. These chemicals include glucose, fats, and amino acids. Plasma also carries waste materials, such as uric acid and carbon dioxide, away from cells. Another job of plasma is to carry the cells that form blood clots to hurt or cut parts of the body. The remaining 40% of blood is divided between red and white blood cells. Red blood cells are responsible for carrying oxygen in the blood. White blood cells defend the body against viruses and bacteria. The heart is the pump that keeps blood flowing throughout the circulatory system. It is divided into 4 chambers. The top chambers of the heart are the atria. Below each atrium is a chamber called a ventricle. Each of the 4 chambers has a different job. The right atrium collects blood returning to the heart. Blood entering this atrium has little oxygen in it because the oxygen has already been delivered to cells throughout the body. The left atrium, on the other hand, receives blood from the lungs. Blood entering this atrium is oxygen-rich and ready to be sent throughout the body. Both atria contract at the same time, pushing the blood into the ventricles. When the ventricle below the right atrium contracts, the blood leaves the right ventricle and enters the lungs. The left ventricle contracts at the same time, sending its blood into the rest of the body through blood vessels. Blood vessels are essentially the pipes of the circulatory system. There are 2 basic types of blood vessels: arteries and veins. Arteries move oxygen-rich blood from the heart to the cells of the body. The largest artery is the aorta. It carries blood directly from the left ventricle into the area of the stomach. Other large arteries carry blood out of the aorta and into the head and arms. In the area of the stomach, the aorta splits into many branches. Those branches deliver blood to the organs and the lower body. The smaller branches of the aorta are called arterioles. The arterioles continue to branch into even smaller vessels called capillaries. The walls of the capillaries are so thin that they can exchange molecules between the blood and the cells of the body. This is how the body's cells receive oxygen from blood. After delivering oxygen and food, the blood then flows from the capillaries into the vessels that will take it back to the heart. These vessels are called veins. Like arteries, veins form a branching network. From the capillaries, blood first passes into small veins called venules, which flow into larger and larger veins. The pressure inside the veins is, naturally, much lower than that inside the arteries. The pumping of the heart and gravity move blood effectively through the arteries. In veins, however, the flow of blood toward the heart is mostly controlled by the muscles surrounding the veins. In addition, veins have tiny valves inside of them. These valves allow blood to flow only in one direction, toward the heart. When the returning blood arrives at the heart, it enters the right atrium. At the heart, the circulation process begins again. Within a single day, about 4,000 liters of blood pass through the heart. This continual process sustains every cell of the human body and is thus essential to survival.